They went in as the underdogs and came out as the undisputed national champs. Ohio State, led by its third-string quarterback, beat Oregon 42-20 in the inaugural college football playoff championship. First national crown for OSU since 2002. And here is the man who swallowed his Michigan pride last week, and he called it for the Buckeyes, Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Boom, you were right.
I'd rather be wrong sometimes, but right about this one. Look, the reason I was right about this is that everyone underestimated Ohio State at every turn. Now, not without reason, as you pointed out. A third-string quarterback winning a national title, by the way, this will go down as one of the greatest coaching achievements in the history of college football. Unheard of.
All right,
so hats off.
I'm going to throw out some names, and I want your thoughts, starting with Cardale Jones.
Cardale Jones, a third-string quarterback who famously tweeted, "We ain't going to school for class, we're going to school for practice." Etc. I'm butchering that, but that's
the basic
basically
point. That was the message, wasn't it?
I've already made fun of him in print and in books and so on.
Yeah.
But
why do I have to mess with this learning stuff?
Third-string quarterback, he gets thrown in there for what? The Big Ten title game against Wisconsin. You're the big underdogs. You beat them 59-0. Huge underdogs against Alabama, clearly the best team in the nation at that point, number one ranked. You beat those guys in a nail-biter, and then you go out and crush Oregon. Look, this guy may be the third-string quarterback for Ohio State, but if he declared for the draft this spring, he would get drafted. The only time ever, I think, a third-string quarterback would get drafted.
Wow. Ezekiel Elliott.
He's the tailback, of course, for Ohio State. Had a banner night last night, over 200 yards rushing. He will also be on a short list of NFL coveted players, and he was the real deal last night, no question.
Heisman prospects?
And, well, look, here's the weird thing. Three of the Heisman finalists might be all three quarterbacks at Ohio State.
Wow.
So, and then throw in Ezekiel, of course, Elliott on top of that. So they are loaded for bear right now.
In fact, Coach Urban Meyer calls him the most underrated back in America. Quote, he's a monster.
By the way, not underrated as of today.
As of today, that's right. Urban Meyer, talk about him.
I know him fairly well from the previous book, Fourth and Long. I interviewed him before, during, and after the season. We've got a good working relationship as far as that goes. He is not warm. He is not fuzzy. If you want to go have a beer amongst the Big Ten coaches, pick Hoke in a heartbeat, Brady Hoke. He ain't here to have a beer with you. He's here to kick your butt. That's what I wrote 2 years ago, and here he is kicking everyone's butt. They have not lost a Big Ten regular season game yet under Urban Meyer. That is a record that Bo Schembechler, Woody Hayes, Fielding Yost, you name it, cannot touch. He right now, in my opinion, is the best coach in the country.
Third national title, another two coming from Florida, so only Nick Saban and Alabama has won national titles with two programs.
Speaking of warm and fuzzy, Nick Saban is right up there, too. By the way, choice between Nick Saban and Urban Meyer, I take Urban Meyer in a heartbeat for that beer.
Here's something I was wondering about as I thought about the ramifications of this third-string quarterback, you know, doing all this, getting all this attention and all the celebration last night. What did it feel like, you think, to be JT Barrett, the second-string quarterback who broke his ankle in the regular season finale, and then regular starter Braxton Miller, who racked up his shoulder before things even started, sitting there watching all of this? What's that feel like?
I can guarantee you they're both thinking, but will never say that I could have done the same thing. If he can do it, of course, if Cardale can do it, then Lord knows me being the second-ranked or first-ranked quarterback here, we would have done it also. And you know what? I'm not entirely sure that's true, because sometimes you need the wild card to rally around. You need the unknown factor. Furthermore, one technical point people don't get into very often is these football coaches live and die by film. They had no film on this guy. He'd only played two games prior. So what do you know if he can do? You don't know what he can do. You don't know what he can't do. So he was a great unknown, whereas another quarterback would have been a known quantity by the finals.
They found out. All right, assuming everyone's healthy and they all come back, which they could do in the fall, who do you think will be the top guy for quarterback for the Buckeyes?
Boy, right now I'd still have to go with Braxton Miller, but here's the wild thing. Any one of the three could be. Based on spring ball and so on, they will all be working out very intensely this offseason, and I would have to think one of them either transfers or declares for the NFL draft, because I cannot imagine. I'll tell you what. If Urban Meyer keeps all three starting quarterbacks, essentially, on his team in the fall, that will be the second greatest achievement in the history of coaching.
So here we have the Big Ten beginning of the season, not very highly rated, and now looking at not having just one, but two teams in the top five with OSU and MSU. And you said the other day, all boats rise.
All boats rise. Look, Michigan fans and Michigan State fans, I know, probably could not stomach cheering for the Buckeyes last night, but they should have, at least intellectually, if you can do that. And the reason being that all boats rise, the Big Ten is now right there with everyone else. They've won 6 out of 11 bowl games, including the last two here. Michigan State beat Baylor in a great game, a thrilling comeback. Wisconsin beat Auburn, a very good Auburn team from the SEC. So right now, based on bowl performances, the Big Ten was better than the SEC, and that's with Michigan out of the whole thing. So if Michigan under Harbaugh gets it going again, all of a sudden you've got Urban Meyer at Ohio State. He's number one. Mm-hmm. D'Antonio at Michigan State is a very close number two. James Franklin at Penn State has already gotten it going, back to a bowl game. They won that one. And Harbaugh, if you think Harbaugh is going to get to Michigan and lose, I've known him since I was 10, all right? I've never seen him lose at anything very long. He will get that program going. The Big Ten East Division might be, in 2 years, the most powerful in the nation.
We'll leave it at that. Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. As always, thanks, John.
Cindy, always a pleasure.